have received.
Izinto ozwamkele.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we talk about apostolos,
masikhuluma ngoapostolos.
We talk about the one that is sent forth.
Sikhuluma ngalo othunyelwe phambili.
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1 to 3.
AmaHebrew 3:1-3.
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and the high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house. For this one had been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who builds the house.
Khokhe bazalwane abangcwele enihlanganyela obizweni lwasezulwini, bekisisani umpostoli nompriesti omkhulu wesivumo senu uJesu, owathembeka kulo owamisayo njengoMose naye oye njalo endlini yakhe yonke, ngokuba lo obonakala eyifanele inkazimulo enkulu kunoMose njengalokho umakhi wendlu unodumo olukhulu kunendlu.
Njengalonko umakhi wendlu.
Amen. The builder of the house.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Has more glory than the house.
Amen.
I want you to have an understanding here that there is a heavenly calling. You are a partaker of a heavenly calling.
Ngifuna uqondisise ukuthi lana kunobizo lasezulwini, iba ingxenye yobizo.
It's giving us a picture of the place of Christ.
Usinika umboniso wendlu
kaNkulunkulu. It says, consider the apostle and the high priest of our confession.
Uthi bekisisa umpostoli nompriesti omkhulu
wesivumo. He was faithful to him who appointed him.
Bekethembekile kulo ombizile
omkhulu. Many people are not faithful to those who appointed them.
Abaningi bethu abathembekanga kulabantu ababakhethile.
My wife reminded me, I asked somebody to speak for me.
Unkosikazi yami ngikhumbuzile, ngicela omunye umuntu ukuthi angikhulume.
And my wife is saying, I'm still trying to understand what was the person saying, because he had words that were given, but he didn't speak the words. He was not faithful.
Athu Pastor King sazama ukuqondisisa ukuthi lo muntu bekethini, ngoba bekenikwe amazi ukuthi awakhulume, kodwa yena washo wakhe azangathembeka.
But the Bible gives us an answer. It says, who was faithful to him who appointed him?
Kodwa iBhayibheli lisinika ukuthi siqondisise ukuthi lo wathembeka kulo bekemkhethini.
And it gives us the apostleship of Moses. It says, prophet Moses was faithful in all his house.
Isinika uprofeti ukuthi uMoses bekethembekile kwindlu yakhe.
He said, for this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses.
Ithi ngokuba lo ubonakale ayifanele inkazimulo enkulu kunoMose.
May you be counted of more glory than those who came before you in the name of Jesus.
Mawubalwe nabo kulabo abathola ugcobo kulabo bafike kuqala kunawe ngegama likaJesu.
Treacherousness is in the mouth of men.
Inkohlakaliso emlomeni womuntu.
Men are treacherous.
Umuntu ukhohlakele.
I think the nature of the fallen nature of men.
Ngicabanga ukuthi ukuwa komuntu.
Make us to be treacherous.
Kusenza ukuthi sibe nenzondo
sokuhlaka. I get shocked in more times again and again.
Nginokumangala nje inkathi neyiningi.
When couples don't agree.
Ukuthi abantu abashadile bengaziwa
sana. When couples are fighting.
Abantu abashadile mabelwa.
I've been in few cases where couples have gone for divorce.
Ngike ngabona futhi ngabona abantu abaningi mabesha labashadile be divorce.
You are shocked that they used to say I love you.
Amen.
They used to say you are the sugar in my tea.
Bebethi ngiyakuthanda wena uyishukela etiyeni la.
You are the saliva in my mouth.
Ungamathi ame emlomeni.
I can't sleep without you. You are the pill. You are the sleeping tablet.
Ngihluleka ukulala, ngikwazi ukulala ngaphandle kwakho, uyipilisi engilalisayo.
But now,
kodwa manje,
you are the devil.
UnguSathane.
How can the two be synonymous?
Zihlangana njani lezi?
I used to think you are in love. Tell your neighbor, I used to think you are in love.
Bengihlanga ngicabanga ukuthi nisemathandweni. Tshela umakhelwane wakho ukuthi bengicabanga ukuthi nisemathandweni.
The Bible says this one was counted more worthy than the much more has much more glory than Moses.
Lithi ngokuba lo ubebalilwe efanele inkazimulo enkulu ukudlula uMose.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to guard your heart. I gave an example earlier. You say most women don't know why they are married. They get married. And then they come with their own agenda. Yeah, many women, listen, they have their agenda. This young woman, if I call her now and say, what is your agenda? Pastor Bong has no chance to fulfill his ministry. If I call Pastor Reba and say, tell us, what is your dream? Michael has no chance whatsoever.
Pastor Michael and Jarana, a chance to start.
They forgot what they were married for.
We're
talking about you being the sent one. Any woman who's married, you are not married for you. You are married to support your husband. Period. Case closed. You surrendered your will and your likings and all the things that you want in life. You gave them to this one person. Dunderhead or no dunderhead, intelligent or no intelligence, stupid or no stupid. He is your head.
Wena wesifazane othunyiwe mawushadile unikela ngakho konke okwakho ukuthi uyisilimo uyisithutha kodwa kusalayo uyamlandela.
A man is only foolish if he's married to a foolish woman.
Indoda isithutha mayishade nomuntu oyisithutha.
Yes. Because God sent the woman as a helper. I mean, we can read it. Let's go there. Let's prove it because I can see you're arguing.
UNkulunkulu uthumele wesifazane ukuthi abe ngumsizi
sikaifuni. Genesis chapter 2.
Genesis 2.
The Bible says it's not good for men to be alone.
Little by
the decision is not men, it's God who's making the it's not good for men to be alone.
It's a decision akusinge yendoda. Uthi uNkulunkulu akulunganga ukuthi wendoda abe yedwa.
Now listen to what God is saying.
Mamela ukuthi uthini uNkulunkulu.
I will make him a helper.
The
first salvation of men was a woman that God sent. This was sent as an ambassador to fulfill God's mission in the men.
I will
make him a helper comparable. Let's talk about the helper. Who's the helper? Who's the helper? If we say somebody's a helper, define what is a helper.
Aye,
the way you are looking at me is like you are already fighting me.
Listen,
I'm saying who's a helper? It's not a tricky question. I have so many helpers. Yes, I have helpers. She's my helper, this one. One time, a pastor was preaching. And the helper, the interpreter, was preaching as well. Do you understand what I'm saying? The pastor says, Jesus loves you. And
he
says something else. You need to receive Jesus. She says something else. And the church is slapping hands. Happy. Because they can't hear the language the preacher is preaching. Except the few. Mercy.
Amen.
So what is a helper? A helper has no mandate except the one that is given to the helper. You are coming in 1, 2, 3. I've got somebody who's helping in the house. The person who's helping in the house might have an idea. They might even be skilled. Better cook. You know, the number one requirement when you come is that can you clean? Can you manage the grocery? Can you run the house? Can you care for humans in this house, including myself?
It's a lot of work.
But they cannot decide to do what they like. Do you understand?
We are
understand. Even eating, we write Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They don't desire and say, today I feed chickens, and then they desire they are cooking chicken. No.
No good. Let's say about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Avela kabanga kuti mina ngkhali inkukhu ngidla inkukhu namhlanje.
I know what we are eating on Tuesday.
Ngiyazi mina sidlani ngolesibini.
When I go to my house on Tuesday,
mangiya kwami ngolesibini.
I'm looking, my taste buds already are salivating, knowing that.
Lokhala kwami kuyashintsha nje, imlo kuyashintsha.
About somebody.
Amen.
Tell the woman next to you that you have been sent by God.
Tshela umakhelwane wakho hle umuntu osifazane hle.
You have no mandate. Tell them you have no mandate.
Awuna gunya.
When you said yes, you surrendered it.
Mawuvumile.
You surrendered your will.
Unikele ngako konke.
Where you go, I will go.
Mawuya ngiza kuya.
Where you die, I will die.
Mawufa ngiza kufa.
Your people will be my people.
Abantu bakho bazoba ngabantu bami.
Hey, now you have another agenda.
Hey, kodwa wena manje so neling.
Apostolos, we are leaving.
Apostolos siyahamba.
Say you can go, you'll find me here.
Uthi ungahamba ngizokuthola phambi.
That's a wife. Just marry. Ask me, just marry.
Shada buzu apostolo shada.
Yeah. The woman will tell you, me, I've changed.
Umuntu wesifazane uzokutshela ukuthi mina ngiguqukile.
Small girl, small girl.
Umncane nje intombazanyana encane.
You'll be shocked.
Uzomangala.
I'm told of a story.
Ngikutshelile ngebali.
This where it was a funeral.
Bekumncwabo.
There were elderly men sitting under the tree in the village somewhere.
Bekunobobaba abadala abahleli phansi kwesihlahla.
There was this other elderly man who was sitting down.
Bekunalomdala ehleli phansi. Ehleli nolinye ikhehla.
He was middle aged.
Beku umuntu nje omdadlanyana.
Nice round prosperity belly.
Enomkhabanyana nje o round.
With a nice car parked outside.
Enemoto enhle nje e
bakile. And the young girl appeared on the corner of the house.
Bathi intombazanyana encane nje yavela ekoneni
yeyo. Say hey, I'm going.
Yathi hey ngiyahamba.
My brother was there.
Ubhuti wami
ekho. The one who tells me the story.
Nguye ongitshela
ibanga. This is the guy the how he stood up.
Athi ngendlela aphakame ngayo.
And how started to trek and
waqala wagijima elandela le ntombazana.
And all of the men immediately after he left they started talking about it and say yeah he will learn his lessons.
Bonke lamadoda behlanganela ahlale aqala ukukhuluma ngayo athi uzofunda isifundo.
He married a young woman.
Ushade umntombazana encane.
She has a mission this girl.
Hey unomsebenzi wakhe le ntombazana.
Mercy.
Amen.
I'm
not talking to women, please leave
I'm,
me.
I'm quoting scriptures.
Mina
that the woman is not supposed to control in the house. She's a helper. There's a one with a mandate. She's the sent out one. I'm helping my sons. But they are not saying amen. You
amen.
Let's go back to Christ. Let's talk about being an apostle. Number one. Okay, John 17:3. This is eternal life. That I may know you. The only true God. And Jesus Christ whom you sent. The mandate, if we are to use the example of a family, the mandate of the woman is to make the husband known, not the wife to take over, is to make the husband known. The duty of my wife is to support me.
Masikhuluma nje ngegunya, igunya lo wesifazane ukuthi yena axhase uapostoli, igunya la konkosikazi yakhe ukuthi axhase uapostoli.
Yes. That should be your mission. You'll be sure how much your husband can do.
Ungamangala ukuthi umyeni wakhe angakwenzelani.
This is why I say any husband who's brutal, chances are that the woman is brutal herself.
That ngini sasho ukuthi apostle asho ukuthi indoda ekhohlakele. Ngathi yabheka le unkosikazi ekhohlakele.
To soften the guy.
Kwamele kube wesifazane ukuthi athambise owesilisa.
Make the guy to flow with God.
Amenze ukuthi yena akwazi ukuxhumanisa noNkulunkulu.
Yeah, the people should say when they look at the guy before he married you and now.
Abantu kwamele bathukhuluma ukuthi mabebona lo wesilisa before ekushada namanje.
But now you are married to a moody wife.
Wena ushade nenkosikazi enamamuzi.
When she wakes up you have to read.
Make evuka kwamele nje ufunde.
She said I'm not going to church today.
Athangiye enkonzweni namhlanje.
And the children are not going. You can go. Yeah, they say most women whose husbands are nice, they are, some of them are rude.
But abesifazane abaningi amadoda wabo mawelungile bona ba rude.
One woman said, I want the husband who drinks. I don't like a sober husband.
Omunye wesifazane wathi mina ngifuna umyeni ophuzayo angimfuni.
Yeah, go and drink. Go and drink. You'll raise children that are not your own.
Hamba uyophuza uzokhulisa abantwana abangasingabakho.
It's true.
Iqiniso.
We can call the people who take blood. They will soon tell you that all the children in the house are not your own.
Ungahamba uyothatha igazi bazokutshela ukuthi bonke labantwana obabonayo akusingabakho. Bamba ibhaji.
Because we are always drunk.
Ngoba uhlala udakiwe.
I'm talking to somebody.
Ngikhuluma nomuntu khona.
One man, after 4 children, he discovered they are not his own.
Emunye wesilisa uthe qede kuthola abantwana abane
wathola university, they are grown. That's when the wife was fighting. She says, even these children are not your children.
Seke bafundisile bakhulile bayena kuma university. Wathi inkosikazi futhi nalabantwana laba kusingabakho.
I'm not talking about the woman coming with children. She was married without children. She had all these children in the covenant of marriage.
Angikhulumi ngowesifazane oze nabantwana lo ushade ngenabantwana wathola abantwana emshadweni.
Mercy.
Amen.
Hey, I'm entering a dangerous part. Let's leave it. It's not a good thing. But the call of the woman is to support the husband. But women has their plans.
That's
why you will not be happy in your marriage. Because your husband will resign. One woman says, I wish my husband was strong. I said, you are a bully yourself. You have bullied your husband to silence. So whatever you want, the husband says yes for peace sake. Hey, there's no amen in Acadia. I want to preach. I don't know why you are challenging me. Okay, number one. To be an apostle is to be sent. Isaiah 6, verse 8. Also, I heard a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who shall go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me.
Futhi ngezwa ilizwi lenkosi lithi, ngizothuma bani. Futhi ngubani ozosiyela na ngase ngithi nangu mina thuma mina
thuma mina. It sounds like some political slogan. Thuma mina,
send me.
What do you think?
Ucabangani?
Somebody says, make me your apostle. Thuma mina.
Omunye uthi ngenze omunye waba apostle and send me.
We say we give you the mandate. Now you have dollars in the seat. To my mean.
Ma wena so uzula nje emadorobheni. Send me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number two. To be apostolic is to reduce, to humble and lower yourself so you can fulfill the mandate.
Ukuba ngu-apostoli ukuthi uyithobe, uthobeke, ukwazi ukuthi ugcwalise igunya.
Yeah, to reduce yourself.
To
reduce yourself.
Uyazehlisa.
To humble yourself.
Uyithobe.
To lower yourself.
Uzehlise.
So that you can fulfill. We use this word, cut yourself to size.
Sisebenzisa la magama ukuthi zipintshanise endaweni.
I had one of my members. I sent all of our churches we preach the same message.
Ngibenginomunye wamalungu wami engamthumezela kuwo zonke amabandla wethu sishumayela umyalezo wonke.
So we got a message like the one I'm preaching.
Wathola umyalezo njengalongo ushumayelayo.
And he said to the congregation.
Wathi kwibandla.
I'm going to read the message from Pretoria.
Ngizokufunda umyalezo obuya ePitori.
And then I'm going to preach from the Spirit.
Then ngishumayele ngalomo.
This is the highest level of stupidity.
Ubulima obuthukuthuku lo.
Yes.
Amen.
You see, you are standing addressing people that are not your own.
Umile ukhuluma nabantu angasingabakho.
Listen, you don't understand the anointing.
Awuqondisisi wena
ugqobo. The anointing gathers people.
Ugqobo luhlanganisa abantu.
It's not every pastor who is able to have churches.
Akusho umfundisi wonke onamabandla.
It's not one man. I used to have a pastor, an elderly man. He honored me.
Omunye wesilisa nganginomfundisi eseke mdale
khulile kodwa bekengihlonipha. An Englishman.
Okhuluma isiLungu.
He told me to my face.
Wangitshela ebusweni
bami. He says, I've never seen the Holy Spirit like in your life.
Angikaze ngibone umoya ongcwele njengasempilweni yakho.
He said, I will preach, I'll be your pastor. He
was already ngiyokushumayela ngiyoba umfundisi wakho.
Then he said to me, it's surprising that people gather every time you come, more people come to church than when we try ourselves to do it.
Wathi kuyamangaza ukuthi mawuza abantu abaningi beze enkonzweni kudlula thina masishumayela.
So I said to him,
ngathi kuye,
you don't understand.
Awukwazi ukuqonda.
It's not about you.
Akusingawe.
People, when they preach, they want to come out. They want to be the one seen.
Abantu mabeshumayela bafuna ukubonwa.
So I said, that's not how it works.
Akusebenzi njalo.
You don't preach to make a name for yourself.
Awushumayela ukuthi ubonwe.
You don't preach to outclass the other brother who was preaching before you.
Awushumayela ukuthi wena udlule lomunye ubhuti
bekeshumayela. Deliver the mandate. You see, the message I preached looked very small. One pastor was saying, how are you able to build to do so much work? Where do you get the money? America.
America.
UK.
UK.
Tell us, where do you get the money? I say from the people.
That is for everyone.
You can't believe it.
Zanga call.
So I said, he said, I will read what they sent and then I will preach.
Wathi yena ngizokufunda laba bangithumekele bangithumezele khona then ngishumayele.
You will never have your own.
Angeke ube nokwakho.
You are unfaithful.
Awuthembekanga.
You are an unjust servant.
Uphoxekile isiphoqo.
An ambassador doesn't go and do what they like.
I-ambassador ayenzi lokho.
You see, I represent Christ.
Mina
ngimi. The day I stop following Christ is the day you should pack your bags and leave.
Ngelanga ngingakhulumi ngoChrist ukuthatha amabhegi wakho uhambe.
Do you understand?
Uyaqondisisa.
Jesus is the only way.
UJesu uyindlela
yodwa. He says, he's the only one who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one has ever said that.
Uthe yena unguye yedwa othi mina ngiyindlela ngubomi ngokuphila. Akekho omunye ongaphinda sho lokho.
About you somebody.
Ngikhuluma nomuntu.
We are talking about Jesus.
Sikhuluma ngoJesu.
Jesus came from heaven.
UJesu uzile buya ezulwini.
We used to sing the song, he came from heaven to earth.
Sasicula leqo uthi he came from heaven to earth.
Yes, let's sing, sister.
He came from heaven to earth to show the way from the end to the grave.
Oh,
my
yes.
To from the cross,
from the cross to the grave.
From the grave, Lord, I lift your name, Lord. Your name on
now, you can't be a Christian who has no cross.
My cross.
You cannot be a Christian without a cross. Yeah. You must die. That's what we are talking about. That you are an apostle. You must die. Yes, I was saying to somebody, oh, you say you love Jesus. But your money doesn't love Jesus. I doubt your salvation. I'm reminded they were doing baptisms. They put somebody in the pool. And he remembered quickly that he had a wallet in his pocket. When they said, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Have you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Do you accept that you are going to die to your own desires and you are going to rise to live forever for Christ? The guy said, Amen.
What's Lois Lisa? Amen.
Then they were putting him under the water.
You
remember this wallet? He pulled it out.
Poof,
in the water. But the wallet was out.
What the wallet be pull me?
So later when they were receiving offering, he says, my wallet is not born again.
What wallet I send this one?
He came from heaven to earth
to show the way from the earth to the cross.
You have to learn to fight treacherousness. Make up your mind that I'm not going to be treacherous.
I think
many times about this man who stood and said, we are not. He's the second person I know who have been in our church who refused to teach what we teach.
Says
from the spirit.
What?
Listen, it's the demonic spirit that you are preaching from. You see, if I send you, you do what I ask you to do. You don't change the mandate on the way. And then on the way you say, now it's convenient. It's my chance, I can break off. No. There is a cross to pay. Yeah, you have to bear your cross. Number two, he said, to be apostolic, you have to reduce yourself.
Number two,
you have to humble yourself. You have to lower yourself.
You
have to cut yourself to size. You have to fit in the box. People don't like to be framed.
Listen,
I like to be framed. Yes, people who can be framed are dependable. Are you chameleon? Ask your neighbor, are you chameleon? What color are you? Ask them, what color are you? Will you be like this tomorrow? Yeah, the Bible says it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What character do you have? Are you a serpent? They tell you that the snake can be under this table forever. Quiet. Until the date get fed up.
Today.
I will show you.
Hey.
We were in the church someday. And there was a small rat.
Hey,
the rat ran on the wall.
Like,
I tell you, some people saw the rat. So I said to them, oh, it's a rat. Is it first time you see the rat? Let's leave the rat to do what it does. Forage. It's foraging in the building. Let's leave the rat. Is it your rat? Let's preach. Leave the rat. But there is a certain species of men. If they see the rat, they immediately feel like, oh, we have come to the end of the service. We must find the rat first and kill it.
Now,
can you imagine if there is a snake here? We'll be outside standing there. I remember the image. There was a snake in the house. The man was on top of the table. When everybody has ran out, so he remained on top of the table. Afraid. Oh, I've killed so many snakes. Philippians 2:5-8.
2:5-8.
We say you have to reduce yourself. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant, coming in the likeness of men, being found in appearance as man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
Amen. Mawube kini lowo mqondo owawukhona kuKristu Jesu owathi enesimo sikaNkulunkulu akazange asho ukuthi kuyinto yokuphangwa ukulingana noNkulunkulu kepha wazidela wathatha isimo sencegu wazalwa waba ngumuntu wabonakala enesimo somuntu wazithoba elalela kwaze kwaba sekufeni yebo ekufeni kwasiphambano.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now Jesus reduced himself
uJesu wayithola
to fulfill God's purpose of saving the whole world.
Ukugcwalisa intando kaNkuluNkulu yokusindisa umhlaba.
The church
inkonzo
has been called to be the savior of men.
Ibiziwe ukuthi izosindisa abantu.
It remains your mandate and your responsibility.
Ikuba igunya lakho ukuthi ube ukwenza.
You see the prodigal son.
Uyabona unyana walahleka.
When he looked into the picture of the father.
Uthema ke bheka imbono kaBaba.
The prodigal son thought.
Unyana walahleka.
I'll be limited here.
Wathi lana ngizokubambezeka.
If I can get the chance.
Mangathola ithu.
I'll do something of my life.
Ngizokwenza okuthile ngempilo yami.
It's normal for all of us.
Ujwayelekile for abantu abaningi.
But Jesus reduced himself.
God took Jesus why tall.
He humbled himself.
Why tall?
He became the sent out one. He was sent by the Father.
Waba ngumthunywa wayethunywa ngubaba.
He was sent.
Wayethunyiwe.
The Bible says he didn't take it robbery to be equal with God.
Lithi iBhayibheli azange yena ukuthi azibone ukuthi emkhulu kuNkulunkulu.
Mercy.
Amen.
Number 3.
Ebusithathu.
To fulfill the apostolic call, you have to be sent.
Ukugcwalisa ubizo luka apostolo kwamele uthunywe.
I was sent.
Ngangithunyiwe.
Me, I've never resigned.
Mina zange ngike ngingale ngi give
up. I remember when I was sent to come to town.
Ngikhumbula mangingasikhathi ngathunywa ukuthi ngize edolobheni.
I was called forward.
Ngabizwa phambili.
I was laid hands on.
Ngabekwa izandla.
Anointing was put on my head.
Ugcobo lalubutheliwe enhlokweni yami.
I came to town.
Ngeze edolobheni.
And then couple of months down the line I was told.
Enyangene edlulile ngabi ngatshelwa.
You are on your own.
Usoyimele.
I became offended that day.
Engakhubeka ngalelo langa.
I was offended.
Ngangikhubekile.
I only got cured from my offense 4 years ago.
Ngiyengaphola kukhubeko lo enganginalo eminyakeni eyi-4 edlulile.
Because it's then that I understood that it was God's favor that I was asked to go.
Kulapho ngengaqondisisa khona ukuthi bekumusa kaNkuluNkulu ukuthi ngithunywe ngehambi.
What to somebody?
Ngikhuluma nomuntu.
Matthew 28:18-20. Jesus said, "All authority and power is given unto me. Go."
UMatthew 28:18-20 uthi wonke igunya lenikilwe kuwe hamba.
Says go and make disciples.
Hamba wenze ama disciples.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor we are going.
Tjela makhelwane wakho ukuthi siyahamba.
To serve. Number 4, to be sent, you surrender your will and your self-interest.
Ukuthunywa unikela ngakho konke nezidingo zakho.
Yes, you have to. I mean, we were sent.
Sasithunyiwe.
You don't do what you like.
Awenzi okufunayo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Husband, you must micromanage your wife.
Niyeni unga kwamele unake ugade inkosikazi yakho.
Must tell her, I want you to dress like this.
Umtshela ukuthi ngifuna ugqoke kanje.
Let me tell you.
Izangikutshela.
My wife started to put on the wig not long ago.
Inkosikazi yami iqale ukufaka iwig nje hayi kudala.
I told her weave your hair.
Ngithe kuye faka iwig.
Weave it.
You weave.
What is it that you are putting on your hair?
Yini lo ifake
ehlokweni? No, this.
Ama braiding.
braids. I say, braid your hair.
What is braid in Togoya?
Yes. Or afro your hair.
No, maybe afro.
It's true. You can ask her. I told her that. It's recently. I said, oh, you can use a wig now. There was never an argument. I told my wife, I want you to make up. She told me that, no problem. I'll take you to the shop to buy makeup for me.
Come on now.
It's true. I went to the shop.
Why you apostle shop?
And she told me the one she likes. And I was naive. I didn't know how much makeup costs. And the woman was helping. She looked the part. I mean, the way she was nicely made up. She put all the things. This is this cleanser. This is this. This is this. This is this. 4,000 something. I almost had a fit. I'm talking many years ago, possibly 30 years ago or so.
Maybe 30 years.
It was a shock in my life. Too expensive. And my wife was smiling. And the women were commenting that, hey, you have a good husband. I used to have worship team that doesn't make up. Shiny faces.
Worship team makeup.
So I got very annoyed one day. I called a makeup artist. These people who make people up.
Gabiza law also makeup.
I say makeup everybody on stage.
Makeup everyone stage.
I don't like what I see. So I'm not against women. I'm trying to dispute your issue. You get it?
Amen.
Yeah, but my wife, I told her, no wigs. And
then
recently I said, oh, you can get the wig. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You surrender your own interest. That's what I'm trying to emphasize. We are not talking about wigs, whatever. Using them as an example. They have no spiritual significance in it.
Amen.
Luke 22:42. Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.
Amen. Etim, Baba, uma uthanda, susa lesisitsha kimi. Nokho makungenzeki intando yami, kodwa eyakho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not my will, but your will be done. You cannot, God has sent you here to make a difference. But now we have been overtaken by our self-will. We are self-driven. We want to come to church once. Revival cannot come one Sunday. I said on Friday, you cannot conceive unless I when you pray for couples, they say we want the baby. No problem. Let's pray. Father,
Baba,
children are a blessing. A reward from the Lord. The Lord will bless you. Go. After a year, they come. Hello.
Hello.
What?
Yin.
A baby again.
Umntana futhi.
We are supposed to be having a baby by now.
Kwamele uthi nomntwana manje.
Go find out.
Uzokuthola.
What happened?
Kwenzakaleni?
They are fighting.
Bayalo.
Fighting on who's washing the dishes.
Balwele ukuthi ngubani ogeza izitsha.
I tell my boys when I do counseling, don't wash dishes in your house.
Ngitshela abafana bami ukuthi mangi ba counsela, ningageza izitsha.
I'm not spoiling. If you are washing the dishes, please continue washing the dishes.
I do
wash the dishes myself. But it's not the rule in the house. Cooking. I cook. But there's no Monday is not my cooking day.
Monday akupheki apostle.
I cook when I want to cook.
Upheka make ufuna ukupheka.
But they were fighting that we have a rooster.
Bebelwa bethi
Monday is yours, Tuesday is yours, Wednesday.
Monday ngeyakho, Tuesday ngeyakho.
And if you cook, you wash the dishes.
Mawupheki lugezi izitsha.
So the woman is perpetually angry. So she can't submit herself to the husband so that she can conceive. So no babies. It's not like we are barren, but we are stubborn. The woman said, my way or no way. To be an apostle, you lose your interest. I have a man who married a woman and told her, me, I'm called. I'm a man of God. I don't want children. If you want to marry me, no babies. No conception.
What mean nangibiziwe angifuni bantwana.
Are you willing to marry that way?
Uzokuhlala
njani? Don't want children.
Angifuni bantwana.
So don't agree.
Ungavumi.
It's not about the ring, it's about the covenant, the agreement. The agreement is that I'm a pastor. I want to be a pastor. I want to serve God. I want you, but I don't want children.
Akusinge iringe khulumayo ubizo nobudlelwane ukuthi mina ngingumfundisi ngikuba umfundisi. Angifuni mntwana.
What is it? Is it a fair deal? I think it's a fair deal. The guy is honest. You should tell the guy, live by yourself. Leave me alone. New temptation. Because it's making you responsible to make sure that no conception. Or you should tell him and say, no sex. You marry me, no sex, no babies. We are fine. There's no problem. Then they started having problems. Then we get involved in it. It's a true story.
Then
and the woman says, I made up my mind. I want children. Is it a fair deal? It's not. Lose your interest. Tell your neighbor, lose your interest. Jesus said, not my will, but your will. Somebody, Jesus says, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests. The Son of Man has no place to lay his head. If Michael, you are looking for a house, you are in a wrong profession. People will tell you, build a house. Do something for yourself. When the end comes, you will not have much.
Oh.
You will never go very far. If you build a house. Because the house wants you to be there. You will never understand it. Number five. To be sent is to be willing to carry the mandate and run with it to the end. You cannot be sent and do what you like. You are a shepherd. You are a pastor. You are given the privilege. Let things never die in your hands. Always multiply and grow and increase the things that are given to your charge. Fight against the frustration of the work.
Yeah.
I was telling our pastors who have buildings. I say, what you have, most people will never have in their life. Regardless of how hard they work, they will never be able to build a church. But this building can become a curse.
To you.
Yeah.
Mm.
To fill the building. Oh, it takes a lot. Yeah. It takes humility. Imagine somebody.
Amen.
John 12:27.
Johannes
now my soul is troubled and deeply distressed. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour.
Amen. Manje umphefumulo wami ukhathazekile futhi ngizothini baba ngisindise kuleli hole.
But it is, if it is for this purpose that I have come to this hour.
Kodwa ngenxa yalokhu ngize kuleli hole.
I want to challenge you.
Ngifuna ukugqugquzela.
Know what your life is about.
Yes, ukuthi impilo yakho.
When you are sent, we are sent to God, send us as a church.
Masithunyiwe sithi kuNkulunkulu sithumele.
Your success and breakthrough is in Christ.
Impumelelo yakho nokuthi
God wants to do great and mighty things about your life.
uNkulunkulu ufuna ukwenza into enkulu.
But the question is, are you willing?
Umbuzo ukuthi wena uyimisele na.
This woman wants to have children but she will not submit herself to the husband.
Lo wesifazane ufuna ingane kodwa akwazi ukuyithoba kumyeni wakhe.
How will you conceive?
Uzokumitha njani?
So I asked them.
Ngabuza.
This year, how many times?
Kulonyaka kangakanani?
Maybe 2 times.
Mhlambe malanga 2 kayithu.
12 months 2 times.
Hey yangene zi 12 kayibili.
Do you understand?
Uyayizwa nje.
I had to sit down and say if you want to do 2 times.
Ngiyiza ngahlala nabo phansi ngathi mawufuna ukwenza kabili.
You have to have a almanac. You have to have a calendar.
Amele nibe ne calendar
and look at your chances.
Nibheke ukuthi ngakwazeke kana.
Tell your neighbor we are sent.
Tshela makhelwane ukuthi sithunyiwe.
To make a difference.
Ukwenza umehluko.
You have to be willing.
Kwamele ukuthi uyinikele.
You have to be obedient.
Uthobe.
To have the best of the land.
Ukuthi ube nokuhle komhlaba.
Number 6, to be sent is to be an ambassador representing and standing as one sending you.
Namba uthi ukuthunya ukuthi kwamele ube yinxusa emele lo muntu okuthumile.
John 8:38 says I speak what I have seen with my father and you do what you have seen with your father.
John 8 uthi ngikhuluma lokho engikubone kubaba wami futhi ngiyenza lokho engikubone kubaba wami.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To be sent.
Ukuthunya
is to be on the same spirit
ukuba semoye nomunye
and frequency.
Amen.
As the one who sent you
njengalo okuthumile.
John 10:30
John 10:30
I and my father
mina nobaba
are one
simunye.
Every eye closed, every head bowed.
Amehlo avala, inhloko zigele.
I want to pray together with you.
Ngifuna ukukhuleka kunye nawe.
Maybe you are here today.
Mhlawumbe ukhona namhlanje.
Do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Awumazi uJesu njengeNkosi noMsindisi.
Jesus was sent.
uJesu wayithunyiwe.
That we may have life.
Ukuthi ube nempilo.
That we may have it abundantly.
Ube nempilo enaphakade.
He gave up his life.
Wanikela ngempilo yakhe.
That through his life.
Ukuthi ngempilo yakhe.
You might have life yourself.
Ube nempilo ngokwakho.
He says I've come.
Ukuthi ngizini.
That they may have life.
Ukuthi ngibe nempilo.
And have it abundantly.
Impilo enaphakade.
The Bible says the wages of sin is death but the gift of God is eternal life.
Lithi umsebenzi wesono ukufa kodwa isipho sikaNkuluNkulu impilo.
As we desire to be sent of God.
Uhead what desire ukuthi athunywe uNkulunkulu.
Today you can make right.
Namhlanje ungalungile.
That Lord here I am.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungikho.
I bring myself.
Ngiyazletha.
For you love the world so much.
Ngoba uthande uyihlabathi kakhulu.
That you gave your only begotten son.
Waza wanikela ngendodana yakho
phela kwa. I come today.
Ngizile namhlanje.
Have mercy upon my life.
Yiba nomusa empilweni yami.
The Bible says God did not send his son to condemn the world.
Lithi iBhayibheli uNkulunkulu akathumelanga indodana yakhe ukuthi ibhubhise
isihlaba. But that the world be saved through him.
Kodwa ukuthi ilizwe lisizwe.
You can receive salvation this morning.
Ungayamkela insindiso namhlanje.
You can receive God's grace this morning.
Ungakwazi ukuthi wamkele umusa kaNkulunkulu.
The mercy of God can envelop you.
Umusa kaNkulunkulu ungakwazi
ukuhamba. The power of God can be upon your life.
Amandla kaNkulunkulu ngaba sempilweni yakho.
I want to pray together with you.
Ngifuna ukukhuleka kunye nawe.
If you say I want to make right with God.
Mawufuna ukuthi ngifuna ukulungisa impilo
yakho. I want my sins to be forgiven.
Ngifuna izono zami zixolelwe.
I want to be a child of God.
Ngifuna ukuba umntana kaNkulunkulu.
Lift up your hand and lift it high.
Phakamisa isandla sakho sokunene
usiphakamise phezulu. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Is there somebody else?
Ukhona na umuntu.
God bless you. Is there somebody else? I want to receive Jesus.
Ngifuna ukwamkela uJesu.
I want to make right with God.
Ngifuna ukulungisa impilo yami
noNkulunkulu. I want my life to turn right. I want the mercies of God. Is there somebody else? I'm looking for Jesus. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to be a child of God. Is there somebody else? Your heart is speaking to you. You can feel it inside.
That
the Holy Spirit says, it's your turn. Today is your day. Jesus has loved you. Jesus has given himself to you. Is there somebody else? I want to receive Jesus. Lift up your hand and lift it high. I can see it. God bless you. Is there somebody else? I want to make right. I want this mercy. This kindness. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
For those who lifted their hands, the church is going to stand. Please come here in front. I'm going to pray together with you. Can we give a powerful ushers? Can you help us? Can we stand, please? If you can stand. Matoho. I want to receive Jesus. I want to be born again. Come, please, don't be intimidated. I want to be a child of God. Mercy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we continue? Can we continue until all come? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want Jesus in my life. 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 I want to receive Jesus this morning. I want the power of God upon my life. That grace may reach me. Hallelujah. We are going to pray. I'll ask those here in front. You can lift both of your hands. It's a sign of surrender. I'll ask of you to follow me in prayer. I'll ask the whole church to join us. Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you today for your love, your kindness that you have shown towards me. Today, I recognize I am a sinner. I need a savior. Lord, forgive me all my sins. I respond to the call of salvation. With my own mouth, I speak that Jesus Christ is Lord. And with my own heart, I believe that you raised him from the dead. Father, write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Can you say Satan? Today, I divorce you. I got ties with you. I have nothing to do with you. From this moment forward, I belong to Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm giving my life to Jesus. Can you say, Holy Spirit, come into my life. Lead me. Guide me. Direct me. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for this, your children, as they stand here before you. Lord, may their life turn for the good. I break every stronghold, every power of the enemy. May they be free. In Jesus' name. Amen.